Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to welcome Debs Udo. I think it's the first time I've ever heard a nurse speak at Fosdem, so it's a first for Fosdem. And she's going to look at how we address the FOST funding paradox. Over to you, Debs.
Thank you, Jeremy. Oh, wow. That's a very pleasant crowd. Thank you. I'm going to be talking today about what happens when we ignore the eggs and fund only the chickens. My name is Deborah Udo, or just Debs, because the other is a mouthful. I'm a registered nurse, midwife, and public health practitioner. I'm currently serving in a government hospital in Nigeria, actively practicing, but I am a bit of a double agent. Voila. In my previous role, I served as community manager and research software engineer for OLS, and I also volunteer some of my time to the Carpentries as a lesson instructor, a developer, and I also sit on the governance committee. I am currently in my fellowship year with the Software Sustainability Institute, where I advocate for best practices in research software engineering. And my favorite one is that, Preseeds, my baby project, which I founded and direct currently. I have the next 15 minutes to tell you about Preseeds. Now, this is some food for thought, how every open source project started small. I'm sure I'm looking at people who have at some point founded or supported a small open source project. But not every open source project gets the chance to succeed. But have we really thought consciously about the fact that maybe those projects wouldn't have failed, but they just didn't get the kind of support that they needed? And therein lies the false chicken and egg dilemma, where you require funding to make impact, but funders need to see some impact to give you funding. And I've put the additional note at the bottom to clarify that funding doesn't necessarily mean finances. In this case, we're talking about resources, and you will get to understand more about that shortly. And why is this such a hard problem to fix? Well, credibility is often judged by metrics. Someone called them vanity metrics yesterday, and I loved that. And performative reports or